Hello and welcome to accessallinone.com. This video is the third in a little mini series I'm doing on how to create a login form in Microsoft Access. So if you want to follow along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB31. Okie dokie, let's open that up and take a look at it. Right, in this particular video, I'm going to be validating the password entry that a user enters to try and log into the database. If we look at form login, we're going to have a list of users there. A user is going to choose their username. They're going to enter the password. And what we need to do is we need to make sure that this password matches password for the user. Okay, so let's drop that into, well, let's close that actually, and let's get a table users. Because in order to do this, I want to do a couple of things with table users. Let's put table users into design view. And having, not two videos ago, put an input mask on password, I'm going to get rid of it now. Because just for this video, I need to make sure that I can see what the actual password is. And I'm also going to enter a couple of other people here. Tony Starks, give him a nice easy password to remember. Steve Rogers, give him another nice easy password to remember. So save that. I'm going to leave that open for now. Let's open up form login, and we've got our three users. Okay, so drop that into layout view, form login. Click on the submit button, and you shouldn't have anything in there. I think I was recording a test video prior to this. Okay, so yeah, you shouldn't have anything in the property sheet on the event tab in the on-click event. So click into the ellipsis and click on Macro Builder. The first thing we're going to want to do actually is make sure that the user's selected a user ID and also entered something in the password field. Otherwise, everything's pointless. And because I've got a couple of things I want to do, I'm going to use what's called a macro group. All a macro group does, it helps us to organize our macro actions a little bit. It doesn't affect the way they run at all. It just literally groups particular macro actions together and makes code more readable. So this group I'm going to call guard. And I'm going to say if is null, CBO user. So that means if someone hasn't chosen a value in CBO user, message box, please choose a user and stop macro. Very important. And we're going to do the same thing with passwords. If is null, text password, message box, please. Actually, please supply a password. And then stop macro. Okay, so do this one step at a time and let's make sure that works. Save this like 1,000 times. Okay, submit, please choose a user. Submit, please supply a password. Submit. Still got it. Okay, now here's the reason I use groups, because now I can just minimize all that. So I've tested that code, that's working fine. I'm just going to minimize it. And I'm going to add another group. And the other group's going to be called evaluate ID. And that's what I'm talking about, evaluate ID, evaluate password. Okay, so what I want to do is I've got a user ID and I want to go to table users. And I want to get the password associated with that user ID. And then I want to compare it against the password in text password. And if they're the same, I know the person has entered the correct password. So we're going to say set temporary variable. It's going to be TMP. User password. And it's going to be equal to. Now I'm going to have to use what's called a DLOOKUP function. And this is what a DLOOKUP function looks like. DLOOKUP function, well, D stands for database, so it's a database lookup function, and it's just a very easy way for us to be able to look up a value from a table. It can take two arguments, but generally I always put three in. And the arguments are the field, So I'm going to be looking up the password field from table users. Please note I put open and close square brackets around password, and I haven't done that around table users. And before we go any further, let's just check that's correct. Yeah, I'm looking up the password field from table users, and the criteria is going to be that the user ID is equal to the user here. So we do that. Third criteria here, square brackets again, user ID equals and CVO user. Okay, so having looked up that temporary variable, I'm going to display it in a message box. Why? Because you should always test one step at a time. Close that and let's test that out. I'm putting any password, it's irrelevant the password I put in because I'm checking what's in the table. So James Conway has password stored, Steve Rogers is green, and Tony Stark is blue. That's absolutely bang on. Okay, so now I've got I love it. It's just deleted it again. That's fantastic. I'm gonna pause that and re-enter that. Okay, so that's done. It's the third time that's done that to me. I keep deleting parts of the macro or whatever. Not entirely sure why. All right, anyway, we're back in form login. Let's get rid of message box. So now we've got the temporary variable, which is temp user password. So that's the password stored in the table. And what we want to do is we want to compare it against the password they supplied. So we'll say if temp bars TMP user password equals TXT password. So that means they're the same. We're going to set temporary variable temp user, interesting spelling, temp user ID, expression equals temp bars TMP user password. So that's that one, and then we're going to add an else. So if it's actually wrong, we're going to put a message box. Username and password do not match, and we'll give a fat warning, and then stop macro. Okay, so let's put a message box here. Just test that out. Temp bars. TMP user ID. Okay, so set temp variable temp user ID equals temp bars temp user password. What on earth am I doing? Temp user ID, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. I'm clearly insane. Okay, temp user ID equals CBO user. And then we'll just spit that out, make sure that's correct. And then otherwise down here, we'll put a message box saying they don't match. Actually, after what happened previously, I'm going to check that hasn't disappeared. Woohoo, it hasn't. Save 1,000 times. Okay, so click form view. James Conway, so I'm going to put a wrong password in. Username and password do not match. And then I'm going to go password 1. Okay, and if I go Steve Rogers, and he's green, I think. It's green. 3. So that's absolutely fine. Okay, that's absolutely fine. So the last thing I'm going to do is just get rid of the message box. So yeah, I mean that's basically it for the video. I'm just going to quickly change table users back so that this does display an input mask or password. Very nice. Okay. Alright, so that's that. Yeah, so that's how you use a dlookup function. That's how you evaluate the password. In the next video, what shall I be doing? Yeah, I'm going to be adding a macro to the submit button to essentially open and close the open up. We want to open up form main and we want to close form login. So yeah. That's pretty much it. Okay, thank you for watching and see you then.